Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 4th of November. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. EU environment ministers gather in Brussels today, just days before the start of the COP30 World Climate Conference in Brazil. They plan to finalise European climate targets for 2040, with particular focus on greenhouse gas reduction targets. Luxembourg has backed the European Commission's proposal of a 90% reduction. Luxembourg's environment minister, Serge Wilmès, will represent the Grand Duchy at the talks. Meanwhile, in Nairobi, the United Nations is releasing its latest report on global warming, with updated figures on the state of the planet's climate. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel is in Uzbekistan today and tomorrow for UNESCO's 43rd General Conference. Excuse me. The organisation will set its programme and budget and elect members to its executive committee. Luxembourg is bidding for a seat on that committee for the first time in 20 years. Luxembourg's Prime Minister Luc Frieden and Grand Duke Henri attended the inauguration of the Grand Egyptian Museum in Cairo over the weekend at the invitation of President El-Sisi. All Benelux leaders held talks with the Egyptian president, focusing on Sudan and the Middle East peace process. Frieden also separately met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam. In other news, New York goes to the polls today to elect a new mayor. The front runner is Zoran Mamdani, a 34-year-old Democrat who describes himself as a socialist. If elected, he would become the first Muslim mayor in the city's history. The current mayor, Eric Adams, is not standing after being caught up in a corruption scandal. In Sudan, the conflict between government forces and the RSF militia continues to escalate. Tens of thousands are now fleeing the fighting in the Kordofan region, and famine has been declared in an increasing number of areas. The International Criminal Court has opened an investigation into allegations of mass killings and rape. And today marks the 75th anniversary of the European Convention on Human Rights. Signed in Rome on the 4th of November 1950, it came into force 3 years later. The European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg continues to monitor its implementation across the 46 member states of the Council of Europe. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with Luxembourg Football and Mama have parted company with manager Dean Leon following their heavy 4-1 defeat to Bissen on Sunday. It's a fall from grace for Leon, who only last season guided Mama to promotion to the National Division and the First Division title. The club now finds itself at the bottom of the table with just 7 points from 12 matches. And looking ahead to tonight's Champions League fixtures, Liverpool host Real Madrid, while Frankfurt take on Napoli, and Bayern Munich face Paris Saint-Germain in a match that will also be shown live on RTL. More misty November this Tuesday, though there's a reasonable chance for the occasional ray of sunshine breaking through. After a foggy start, it should turn dry with some bright spells developing. It's feeling crisp out there with temperatures starting around 8 degrees, rising to a maximum of 12 to 14 degrees.